I want you back here on Indy's Giant 90.9 on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for variety for the WBDG 57 Marathon. We're about to enter hour number three, talking about the underwriters real quick. BD Dads, Valley Mills, Shell Station, Subway, NASCAR Car Wash, Spider Graphics from Monrovia, the BDJROTC, and the BD Senior Class Officers. Speaking of which, we have them right here. You guys are on air. BD Senior Class Officers. And what do you guys do? What do you guys do as a cohort of the BD Senior Class Officers running out of Ben Davis High School?
Can you guys hear us?
There we go. You guys are on.
Okay. This is Fauna and Vizgana, Barakat, Haywan, and Ramen are with me. We just put up on senior activities, talks amongst ourselves, and work with the student body to just be a direct line of communication with the administration. That's pretty much it.
And how do you get into this the spot of being a senior class officer? Obviously, being a senior, but how does that work your junior year?
So we all campaigned. We spent about a week campaigning, and then there was a two-day voting period where we asked our student body to vote for us and trust us with, you know, these administrative abilities, and we were all elected into these positions.
So I'm going to go with you guys. I believe we have nine here, and I want you, every one of you, to say your name and your position and what you do, starting off in the other room over here.
Okay, my name is Fauna, and I'm the senior class president.
My name's Ms. Ghana. I'm your senior cabinet member.
My name is Barakat. I'm also a senior cabinet member.
My name is Abdulrahman Aminu, but most people call me Ramen. I'm also a senior cabinet member.
My name's Haywan Naguse, and I'm also a senior class cabinet member.
I'm Lauren, and I'm part of the senior class cabinet.
I'm Hayden Clevenger, and I'm the senior class vice president.
I'm Diana Alvarez, and I'm a senior cabinet member.
I'm Kristen Carter, and I'm a senior cabinet member.
I'm Raquel Ayinin Ola, and I'm a senior cabinet member.
So a lot of cabinet members and the vice president and the president, sounds like. So a lot of cool things going on. We're going to come back with the senior class officers with more, but we're going to play some more music. And here is Dancing Queen, a request, kind of. And we're back with the Ben Davis senior class officers. And what do you guys do during the school year? What events have you done, and what events are you planning for the last 20 or so days of the school year?
So for the end of the year, we have a senior sunset planned, and that's going to be sometime next week. And it's going to be after the open mic night, and that's when all the seniors go out, and we watch the sunset together. And then just yesterday, we held our Powder Puff game that we brought back since, the 90s? But yeah, we brought that back yesterday, and that was a success, so.
Any other events that you guys have already done? What are some of the events that you did earlier this year, you know, kind of starting off with being a senior class officer?
We also had our senior movie night. It was a big success. We had a lot of show out. You know, it was really fun.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you guys have done this or have faced this year with planning and everything like that, trying to get everybody together?
I think that one of the biggest things, like obstacles that we faced as a whole, is one, communication. Like getting everything out there, especially on social media and everything. Like when we have something planned, is not a easy thing to do. So like we have to go through the process of making flyers and then posting them on social media. And then the other thing is that not everybody like agrees with what we do. There's always a lot of pushback. Like no matter how good the idea is, everybody will, like there will always be people who push back. And so I think that's two of the biggest issues that we faced.
So you guys have different classes throughout the day, different schedules and everything like that. So how do you guys meet up? What time, and how does that go throughout the school year?
We usually meet up during Fridays during our homeroom meetings, and we sometimes have meetings during like random days or club days on Thursdays, also during Impact.
Okay, and for the juniors that may be listening right now, what do you tell them if they want to become a senior class officer? Not only how to become a senior class officer, but what they should expect when being a senior class officer.
They should expect to get their feelings hurt straight off the bat. Like, you're going to have people criticizing you, making fun of you. And honestly, it's a part of being in a elected position. It's something that you're going to have to learn how to deal with in the rest of your life. And you might as well start now. But, I mean, for us, our elective year, it was kind of brutal, but I have faith in the junior class. I believe that they're going to have an amicable election.
And did you guys get any words from the seniors from last year? Did they tell you anything at all and what to expect, or were you kind of just thrown in and become a senior class officer?
We didn't really get any advice from the past senior class, but we kind of just went off with what we thought we were supposed to do and then advice from the administration.
I distinctly remember reading Spotlight, and one of the senior class officers was talking about our election year. I think it was Aisha, but she basically said that it was very brutal. Like, she reiterated the same point. They all, like, I think they had a much more civil.
Yeah, our election year was something crazy.
So you guys aren't civil. Is that what
we weren't civil?
You weren't civil.
I think that we've matured now as a people as a whole. But like, one thing that like sticks out with everybody. One thing that sticks out with everybody was the flyer wars that we had yesterday. So if Fauna was running for president, she would. One day there was no flyers on any walls. The next day you walk in, you see Fauna's face everywhere in every hallway. And so everybody that's kind of got everything started. So everybody would, put flyers next to each other and everything. And, you know, it was really bad. So that's why they're not doing that this year, because we ruined that for them.
You guys banned flyers for the entire school.
Yeah, so we're the reason that you really can't hang flyers anywhere anymore, because Miss Squire even told us it started to look pretty, I forget what word she used, but she said it started to look pretty bad. No more flyers. Tacky, yeah.
So what's your biggest thing to tell or to... with colleges and stuff like that? I believe that almost all of you, if not all of you, have got accepted into all of your colleges and are planning on going there. But what did that help you to when you in the application process, I should say, of asking them or telling them that you did this? And did that help you guys at all?
I have a lot of like previous like leadership positions with like band and everything, so definitely putting senior class officer helps, and it helped me get a presidential scholarship from Ball State. I didn't commit to Ball State, but definitely having that like on your background and like showing that you're like a responsible person and that you can hold a high leadership position will definitely get you really good scholarships in college.
Okay, thank you for that, guys. And any final statements before we get back to the music?
I would actually say, like, before you, like, I guess to the juniors, like, just know that it's not a popularity contest, and it requires, like, a lot of initiative no matter what the position is. And it's not – you need to know what you're, like, accepting, like, expecting, and know what you're going for.
All right, thank you for that. That was the senior class officers of Ben Davis High School and underwriter for the WBDG 57 Marathon for these next couple of hours. But here's some more music. Somebody to Love by Queen, playing 60s and 70s music on the WBDG 57 Marathon.